keep romance strong over long time and distance? You know, you met her, you go home. You know, how long is it going to take before you're finally married? What do you have to do to keep the fires burning? First of all, don't leave without a communication plan. So, but while you're still with her, before you leave, figure out the devices you're going to use, whether it's an iPad, an iPhone, a computer. The software you're going to use. Are you going to use in Bangkok? They use something called Line. It's like in Ukraine they have Viber, and down in Colombia they like WhatsApp. So they're all different, basically, text and video and picture chat, cute ways to communicate. Also Skype, or some people use FaceTime, or you might use Facebook. All kinds of different ways to keep connected. But decide before you go, what apps are you going to use? And then pick the time. This is the most important thing, I think, out of these, is that pick a time that's going to work for both of you, because there's some guys who can Skype for hours every day with their girl. Other guys, their girl doesn't have that flexibility, or they don't have the flexibility. Be honest about it. You're excited about each other. Stick with what I did. Stick with chatting during the day on text. I would say good morning, good night, how are you? And then, you know, I would say if I didn't get, actually back in my day of dating, we didn't even have Skype, wasn't even a functional, working, popular app. So I would do a three-way phone call with a translator really once every other week or so. But, you know, because I've had some guys who hear the stories, these guys who get to Skype with their girl every day, and these guys are sitting at home fantasizing about this woman they met. They can't wait for their life to come together, and they can't figure out why she's not making time for me. Am I not important enough? I'm making time for her. You're totally blowing it. You're totally, totally, totally blowing it. I talk more about this later, but please understand, you need to, with her and a translator, understand her lifestyle. Because she's not married to you yet. She hasn't moved. Okay, she's still got a life that she has to maintain until this time comes. You don't be a pain in her butt. Make her look forward to the times you do connect, and not become a burden where she feels like she has to live up to some expectations you have that become problemsome for her in her life, or take up her hours so she's not getting as much sleep. All right, and get creative. We have great stories on here. Date nights on Skype. Law Jackson invented movie night, where you realize you can share screen on Skype. So they'd put on a movie, get some popcorn, and they'd watch a movie together, each watching each other's computer screens, start watching the same movie. And you can still have the mic on, so you can hear each other talk about it, and you're enjoying that. Send care packages. Little stuff. It doesn't even matter what it is. But just for her to get a package and open it. You know what that's like. We love getting stuff from Amazon. You know, it's like, oh my gosh, it's a package. And so do that. And then just always lead with confidence. Honey, everything's going to work out okay. You know, I can't wait for us to be together again. You know, letting her know specifically when you're coming back. Sharing pictures of your life. Sharing pictures every day. Here I am. I'm going to the gym. You know, boom, here's a picture of you. Just with that confidence of, you know, hey, I miss you. I look forward to being together. But always in a sense of a purpose. Like, you know where this is going. And it's all leading to this life you have together. And that she's your woman, you're her man.